Thank you very much, Paul. Andy Orford's got a smile on his face in front of me. Andy, are you pleased with the point, or in the end, thinking maybe it could have been all three?
I'm pleased with the performance, Andy. That was the, you know, it's all about results, obviously, but I think the manner of the performance today was excellent. I really do. We came with a game plan and the players carried it out today, and I think we're unfortunate to be behind at half time. It's the only shot on target that I can remember them having in the first half, and that was a little bit unfortunate, and the lads showed plenty of character and dug in and fully deserved the point and probably deserved to win the game on possession and chances created.
There just seemed to be such an intensity about the second half.
Yeah, great. Intensity is your right word, Andy, yeah. We've showed good desire. I have to say the supporters were absolutely magnificent today, again. And that's why I took all the players up to them at the end. I thought it was important that we went as a group and showed them that we're all in this together and we have to stick together, of course. And the way they spurred us on second half was fantastic. And I've got a crick neck, to be honest, just looking up one way at the pitch. You know, I have to give credit to Paul Jones as well, who made a fantastic save at 1-0.
Was that the key moment?
I think so, yeah. How many moments have we had like that when their keeper's saved and the other team's gone down the other end of the pitch and scored? So I think, we're pleased with Paul, obviously, for the save. He's had to keep his concentration because for long spells today he didn't have a lot to do. So he's managed to do that, and then up you go, and it's a fantastic finish from Nigel Atangana. What a goal. And I'm delighted for him because he's not had too much opportunity this year, and I felt today was the right time to put him back in, and boy, did he deliver.
You mentioned only one real chance for them the first half, but perhaps not too much created by you either. What was the message at half-time?
Well, the game plan was to stifle a little bit to start with, Andy, and make sure we didn't go behind early because, as you know, we've been behind within 10 minutes in both games recently, the last two games. So we were conscious of that, and we wanted to shut up shop a little bit and keep it tight and grow into the game as it went on. And I just felt we were very unfortunate to be behind, and that was the message at half time: keep believing and keep going. And they did. I felt we totally dominated the second half, and in the first half performance was very solid. That's like a proper away performance that today. Obviously we would like a win, of course we would, but for me it's a start after two disappointing results, and we've now got something to build on going into a real busy Christmas period.
Was the second 45 minutes the best away from home, certainly at least since August?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and I would agree with, I think the first 45 minutes was good because the lads stuck to the game plan. We asked them to play a particular way. We weren't defensive. We wanted to try and catch them on the counter-attack with Lee Holmes, Jed and Nigel playing sort of in behind Ryan Taylor, and just felt first half we didn't quite have the quality that we had second half, but we stepped the quality up second half, which led to more chances for us. So absolutely delighted with the point. A little bit disappointed that we didn't get all three.
You mentioned Nigel Atangana's great goal. It has been a bit stop start for him. How important is it for him that he now cements a place in his team and kicks on himself?
Well, yeah, you know, we've selected Nigel today. He had a good run out in the reserves in the week and did well. He scored in the week as well. It's 2-2 for him. Barry Harris has just told me he's only the second Frenchman to score for Pompey. So, yeah, that's a good stat. Is that wrong, is it, Steve? Okay, all right then. Maybe Barry's got one wrong for a change. We'll have to ask Barry about that. But no, I'm pleased for Nigel. He's, you know, he came in on the crest of a wave and hit the ground running really early doors, and then he had his hamstring problem after the Yeovil game, and we've taken him out of the firing line a little bit because he's new to the game, but he's come back in recently into training, and he's trained really hard. He's a great lad to work with, and I'm delighted that he's managed to get. I didn't know it had gone in. I thought it had gone over. I thought it had the bar and gone over, but it's nestled in the top corner, and a wonderful finish.
Just finally, obviously you left a few players out, you made a fair few changes, certainly from the last away game. Has the performance almost sent a message that those who have been dropped, look, that is a level they need to play at today if they want to play, certainly away from home?
Not all have been dropped. It's a common phrase of a manager to say rested, but I felt that I had to change the selection today and the shape, and I wanted to go that way. And I've made my mind up after Tranmere that we were going to come here with that shape that we played today. And I'd almost made my mind up on personnel as well. I felt that we needed to change certain things. And we'll have a look at Saturday, and we might pick a different team. You know, it's horses for courses, and we might need to go a different system and a different personnel at home against Wimbledon on Friday, is it, that we play? On Boxing Day. So, you know, look, let's not go over. I don't go overboard when we get beat, and I don't go overboard when we win games and get points. But any point away from home is a good point. and we're pleased with the point. A little bit frustrated that we didn't get three.